What's up, guys? 19 minutes, unedited, no food, no toys, no e-collar. Muzzle work with small descriptions of why I do things the way that we do them with our training system, eFlow.
Boy. Front. Good boy. All right. Good. So we were just doing nothing but muzzle. Boy. And the reason why I'm doing this and holding it like this is because he's pushing into me. But I'm showing you that everything I'm doing is just muzzle work, which means not being rewarded for being in the muzzle. I'm just putting time in a behavior that I want to be strong. Down. And it gets strong. You can see it's about to explode. Front. Yeah, forward. So if I don't hold on with both hands, he's gonna hit me. Boy. In teaching this, I never used food. I'm the guy who just teaches the dog to put his face in the muzzle, and he just gets used to doing it. I'm also not the guy who teaches the dog that if you put your face in the muzzle, then you get a reward. Why? Because he goes into the muzzle thinking about a reward, so he's not thinking about the muzzle. So you get partial effort to a muzzle. Down. Yeah. Good boy. And there's, you know, I'm not knocking anything. I always have to say that because anytime I explain what I do and why I do it, it has to do with other people's ways of doing things. So sometimes it's perceived as me taking it and making it a knock on a system that someone else is never meant to be that way. This is just me educating people on what I do and how I do it. And sorry, between him breathing heavy and me breathing heavy, because this is a workout in itself. Yeah, boy. And so if you notice, I don't need to reward him. Good boy. That's a good boy. I mean, when I say reward, pay him, which is referring to giving an item like food or toy, I can just acknowledge the behavior. So why? Because our behavior and our training is done with us. So I like to say the relationship is established, real, and not a bot relationship. Down. Boy. Front. Oh. That's a boy. That is a boy. And we're just going to go on forever like this. So I may say stuff and I may not say stuff, whatever pops in my head. I guess I can say, I've already said this in another video. I don't know if I'll post that video. I am excited because our first school is taking place February 3rd. Coming up close, today's Thursday. February 3rd is Monday. So, super excited about that. Got some awesome people coming. And we're getting to the point where we're going to be sharing all this stuff with people. And you're going to see a lot of this stuff coming out. And I've already seen it coming out. You guys know how it goes. Put up a video and someone sees it and they incorporate ideas, which to me is amazing. It is amazing to see that because I'm very proud of this system and I love clarity and speed. And I love seeing people learning new ways to make things strong. And just, it's, I love it. I'll just say that. I like teaching people. I like helping people. I like helping dogs. Down. Good boy. Front. Oh. That's your boy. That's a good boy. And I'm sure you guys can see, this is not strapped in. He's learning to move with me any way I go. Down. Front. Ah, that's a good boy. Good boy. Now we're gonna start really pushing. He's fighting to go in that whole time, which is what I want. That's a boy. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Oh, there we go. Oh. 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 Good boy. Down. Yep, down. Good boy. Muzzle. That's a boy. Yeah. Good boy. Down. Muzzle. Muzzle. Oh. 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 Down. Good boy. Down. Muzzle. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, shit boy. Oh. But this is just, to me, I put, if I want a behavior to be strong, it's like anything else in life. This has been the one thing that is always hard for me to understand is, you know, if you ask people, well, how do you learn to do something? Most people would be like, well, you just got to do it. Well, if I want him to be good in the muzzle, we just got to spend time where? In the muzzle. If I want him to be good at picking objects up, we got to spend time picking objects up. And that's what we're doing. Good boy. Down. Front. Oh. Sit. Front. Oh. Sit. Front. Oh. That's a good boy. Now we're going to hide the muzzle. Front. Muzzle. 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 Oh. That's a good boy. Oh. Down. Muzzle. Muzzle. Oh. There we go. Oh. Oh. Down. Front. Oh. Down. And this one's I've never done before. Like just hiding. Muzzle. Oh. Oh. I'm always stationary when I do that. So you can see totally different. And there's almost some confusion inside there. Down. Muzzle. Good boy. So now we're being a moving target where he has to find that muzzle. Oh, down. Muzzle. Oh, good boy. Yeah. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, down. Good boy. That's a boy. Front. Sit. Boy. Muzzle. Whoa. Ooh. Sit. Sit. Muzzle. Ooh. Ooh. Down. Muzzle. Ah. Ooh. Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Whoa. Whoa. Down. Muzzle. Oh. Good boy. Whoa. There we go. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Sit. Sit. Now we're getting him when he stops. Hold the muzzle up. You don't know that. I'm just bringing his head up. I don't want him, when I go to touch, I don't want him activating anything. So when I put my hand on the muzzle, I don't want him shoving into me. Kind of like because of those moves, when I started calling him into it, you could see anticipation where he just started. It's brand new. So every time I'd get away, I'd call him in. Every time I get away, call him in. So stuff like that doesn't bother me, because I'm teaching him something new in there. I changed what he knows. So his job, knowingly, is to try to understand what it is, so he's trying. But now he knows stationary, which means if I touch the muzzle, he's familiar with this. just because I touched the muzzle, he should not move unless I tell him, heel. Then it's okay to start driving in and pushing in. And sit. Good boy. Fix these strings here. Good boy. Now I'm shaking it to cause him to, you know, if you've ever done muzzle stuff with dogs, you know they try to shake it off. Usually comes with being uncomfortable with it or, again, not knowing. But now, again, same thing. So here, front. Oh. He can't start moving and going in until I command it. Oh. Down. Good boy. Down. And this thing is one of the most breathable muzzles there are. So obviously we're working hard. He's working hard. I'm panting. I'm not even supposed to be panting. And I'm panting. But there's so much air in here. So people comment, you know, why is he breathing so heavy? One, dogs cool down because they get hot just like people do, but they don't sweat. They can, I think they can through their pads or whatever it is, but they do that because they can't sweat, so they cool down. So basically, that's normal for them to do that. And I know there's certain levels of, okay, he's panting really hard, but we always make sure they're good and water and cool and AC building, stuff like that. And we're spending time stopping and breathing, and then we're going back to front. Muzzle. One hand over here, which means he's over here to the side. Other hand here. You can see he doesn't, this is new, because he's used to staying center. He doesn't understand to stay off to the side. So I just experienced we have problems here, which means I want him to be able to go wherever my hand goes. So you see me start adding this into him to make it normal. And we're already getting him used to not having to be center with me, which looks like I'm just doing a weird dance. But that's part of the training, is teaching through movement, not discipline. And I can't say discipline, I guess I should say penalties, punish, whatever the correct terminology is. So we're going back to that again. Away from me, away from me, away from me, away from me. Okay. And again, this goes back to, we teach dogs to follow body parts, and we do not, that's the other thing too, a lot of people think that I get the dog to come to my hand by marking with food. I don't use markers, I explain it all the time. And again, I don't teach the dog that if you do this, you get this. So that goes back to that too. We just teach the dog how to go straight to the objects. Good boy. Yeah, boy. That was a little hard for him. That's a little hard for him. Good boy. We're going to try something here. Yeah, we haven't done yet, so I'm just going to play with it here. Down, down. Here. That one's not. He don't know that one, so we're gonna do this stuff front. So, and again, half this stuff's just solving stuff. So I want him to go through my legs with the muzzle. I've never had him do that before. Not with it open, right? Down, down. So I'm just gonna, this is how we relay information. Heel. He's gonna start getting to it. So we just fix things fast. Down. Heel. Tunnel. Down. Not ready for it yet. Tunnel. Center. Oh yeah, you're not tunnel, you're center. Center. Heel. Good boy. Good job. Oh, good boy. Center. Hey. And a lot of this is my coordination. Muzzle. Good boy. Reverse. We'll get to it. Down. Heel. Oh boy. So I'm giving him a half picture of what I want. You know? Front, down. Good boy. Heel. Oh. Yeah. Sit. Good boy. Front. Center heel. Front. Front. Muzzle. Good boy. Down. Center heel. Good boy. But there's a little hang up there, but it'll happen. Anyways, so This is just a whole long session. I don't know how long this was, of just me doing muzzle. So we're gonna hide the muzzle. Muzzle, oof. Muzzle, oof. Good job. Yeah. Prancing with muzzle. Front, muzzle, whoa, yeah, good boy, front, keel, muzzle, woo. Now we're doing, that's new too, just added that in, I've never done that before, I've had them do position changes with the muzzle, now it's bringing the muzzle out and having them do position changes to the muzzle, down, so the whole idea is, to get creative and just teach your dog how to do things they don't know how to do. And you just add to it. For why? For what reason? A lot of times people say circus tricks, not necessary, pet dog, whatever it is. I'm just spending time teaching. So that's the other crazy part is, I don't understand how sometimes it's considered to be less when your dog has the ability to do more. You know, and I think that's just a, I think that part goes back to limitations and restrictions in the mind. That's why our slogan is free your mind. Because it's what I find is when I'm talking to trainers and working with trainers, there's always like walls in their head of like, but I didn't think you could do that. And I thought that had to be this way. Or I thought that was only pertaining to police dogs. And when you find out, it's not that they actually believe that, it's just that that's what they were told, so they went with it. Because those same people, once you show them something different, you know, for the most part, the receptive people, they're usually like, holy cow, I'm definitely doing that now. You know, so that's the cool part. Like I said, I love teaching people, love helping people. But I did want to make this video to show that we don't have to bring toys out. A lot of times the toys, that's a whole other topic, but toys are a distraction, you know, and that's where people are like, but I see you giving them a toy for whatever. It's, I can see how those things come up that way or how people think that because, you know, it seems that way. But you'd be surprised how difficult it is to have dogs do things with toys and not for toys. There's a difference, doing things with toys. So tossing a ball in the air, having the dog catch it and go immediately to a down, out of motion, like in the air. Or, you know, throwing the ball, having the dog pick it up and immediately sit. You know, there's a lot of that difficulty stuff, or like having the dog do position changes with an object in their mouth, or having the dog heel with an object in their mouth. It's very, very difficult to do that stuff. So not saying the dog doesn't have fun. Again, I'm having fun with that. I want him to have fun, but the fun comes from me. I don't want him to do things because I have something for him. So we got a muzzle for him, that's it. And because we spent time playing and making a game with me and him out of the muzzle, I can put him in the muzzle without him looking for something else, which means his whole investment is in what we're doing. His investment isn't in what we're doing because I'm gonna give him something, you know? So I think that's a big thing that's gonna be changing with people when they start to see this. And again, how does this help? If you think about all the dogs out there that don't have toy or food drive, you know, that's a big thing. How do you teach a dog that doesn't have drive? Well, the best part is you don't need it. You know, Judah shows that. My dog Judah shows that. He's so low drive, people say that I ruined him because of how I train. And it's not even close to that. It's, you know, it's one side or the other. I either ruined him, but at the same time, well, how is he doing everything? And, you know, and how does he look so animated? But those are just conversations. But anyways, that's just me talking. It's just me talking all my nonsense and craziness. But we will see you next video. Yeah. That's you. If you made it this far, thanks for watching. You can visit our website, mydogtrainer.com, to find out more on our courses for eFlow. These courses are for anybody. People who've never trained the dog before, all the way to people who've been training for 10, 20 years, doesn't matter. If you have any questions, fill out the contact form. You can comment below. We'll do the best we can to answer on here, but it's best that you fill out the forms on our website. Thanks for watching.